Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Nun Ches, and we continue in Bameh Isha, in the sixth parak, as we started yesterday, in Maseches Shabbos, discussing all the items that a woman could wear outside, not wear outside, machlokas we've shown him. Does it apply to a man? We discussed yesterday, Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal HaMa'or, and the end of Shir. Yesterday we got into the discussion of Kavul. The Mishnah said that a Kavul cannot be worn out to Rosh HaRabim on Shabbos. So what is a Kavul? So we had a question that Rabbi Yanai asked. He's not sure whether it meant Kavla Da'avda or Kippa Shel Tzemer, whether it meant the special signet that an Eved, a slave, or a servant wore outside to show that he was a servant. Is that what it's referring to? But that is a less of a need for Shabbos, so if that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So the Kavul, the Kippa Shel Tzemer that is worn under a woman's hat would be okay to carry it out, to wear out on Shabbos? Or is the Mishnah saying, no, even that item underneath the hat would be usher to wear out on Shabbos, and surely the Kavul Davda would be usher. So Rabbi Yanai said, I'm not sure what the Mishnah is referring to. And we spoke about yesterday, at the end of Shir, the beautiful representation of the Kavul Davda that sits. When we went sits, we dafka got it at the Shasi Sias Mitzrayim, because at that moment we became Avdei Hashem, and that's why we needed a Kavla Da'avda. And the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah and elsewhere that one of the reasons that we don't say Halal on Purim is because it's different than Pesach. On Pesach, we went from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. But on Purim, Anan Adayin Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We didn't have that transition at the moment of Yitzias. That's why there was no Halal there. Right? We don't realize at the end of the Purim story, it wasn't that everybody lived happily ever after. I mean, we were saved. But Esther was still married to Achashverosh. Right? It was still, now it wasn't, everything wonderful. So we have to realize we don't say Halal. One of the three reasons that we don't say Halal on Purim. Okay, so that's the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Amoraim, what the Mishnah is referring to. Machlokas between Rabbi Yavo and Shmuel. First Rabbi Yavohu, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Mistavra, Kemanda Amar Kibishol Semer Tanan. It makes sense, I think, that the Mishnah is referring to even Kibishol Semer. Even that is usher to wear out to Rosh HaRabim on Shabbos. V'tanya nami hachi, and also the Brisa supports it. Yotze isha b'kavul uve istama l'chatzer. A woman can wear to a chatzer, to a kavul, which we do, that's what we're trying to figure out what a kavul is, and an istama, which also we'll see exactly some type of beged. We'll see the Gemara. We'll discuss it to a chatzer. Or shemen alazer omer af b'kavul Rosh HaRabim. Even a kavul to Rosh HaRabim would be okay. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, why would that be okay? Because he says as follows, Kol shehu lamata min hasvacha, anything that is underneath the svacha, some type of head covering, some type of lattice work head covering, a svacha that a woman wears, yotzin ba, she can't go out on Shabbos, there's no chashash, she's going to take it off, because it's underneath and it's really covering her hair. And we're not choshes that a woman's going to take it off, right? We learn from the parsha of Sota that it's very embarrassing for a woman to have her head uncovered in public. So that's why, right? Ufares Rosh Isha, the part of the process. So here we can assume that she's not going to take it off. So if it's something underneath that's really covering, there's no chash. Koshu l'malam ha'svacha ein yotzin bo. Anything that is above the svacha, on top of the svacha, she can't, because that could be removed even without uncovering the hair. Maybe she'll show it to her friends. Did you see my beautiful new item? So therefore, where there's more of a chash. But it's clear in this brisa that the issue that we're referring to by kavul is some type of kippah shel tzemer underneath. We're not talking about a kavul da'avda. That's what the brisa, that's the raya that Rabbi Yavohu brings. Period. My istama, istama was also brought up in the brisa. What is an istama? Amar Rabbi Yavohu bizyone. Okay, it doesn't help us. My bizyone. Amar Abaya, Amar Rav, kalya pruche. What's a kalya pruche? Some type of scarf which prevents the hairs from going out. Rashi says, "Mona'as osan sa'aros milatzeis." Another type of extra garment that the woman wear, a scarf that pruche, that doesn't let the hairs fly out. That is what is mutter. The Brisa says she go out with a kavul and an istama to a chatzer, and Rosh Ben Elazar even allowed more than that. If you look in Tosfos. Tosfos wonders, in the middle of Tosfos, e kavla, v'yim tomar, e kavla da'avda tnan, if, right, we had the question, whether it's a kavul of the Eved, or a kavul of the of the woman, right? What was the heter we had earlier? We said a kavul. Remember what Rashi said on the Mishnah? A kavul. You're not going to go out to Rosh Hashanah, but we'll allow you to the chatzer, unlike everything else. Why? Because l'tiskana abayla. We want the woman to be able to wear something, some of her ornaments on Shabbos, that she stays beautiful in the eyes of her husband. But if it's a kavul d'avda, if it has nothing to do with the woman, so why would that be allowed in a chatzer? Should be just allowed, right? Just like everything else. There's no, you don't have the special reason of Shultiskan al Baila. Stosa says, no, you also have a special reason by an Eved. Just like there's an idea of Koras Ruach to a husband, there's an idea of Koras Ruach to a master. V'yesh lomar dekavla da'avda shari, k'dei lasos bo Koras Ruach l'rabo. Shem haya kol hayom b'lo kavul, afilu b'chatzer. If he walks around all day without his servant garb, without his stamp of servitude, so that appears like he's kind of like rebelling against his master, even though he's not. But it gives that impression, and the master would be depressed. But davar mu'ot she'yasa evkeneged rabo, sova rabo she'daito limrod bo, va'asi l'dei k'tata is going to lead to fights. We want to try to prevent fights, even though there were these isuri d'rabanan, we're going to give a little bit. So just like we give a little bit in terms of the husband-wife relationship, we give a little bit in terms of the master-servant relationship as well. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, second to last line. Gimel Dvarim Ne'emru Be'istama. This istama, that the scarf that covers the that covers some of the hairs that are flying out. But in a couple of days, next week, we'll talk about exactly more of the Kisi Rosh Leisha issues I mentioned yesterday, the Shulti Giborim on Daf Samach Dalet. That's where the one of the main sugyas is. So Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Dvarim Ne'emru Be'istama. Ein Ba Mishum Kilayim. There is no Isser of Kilayim, of Shatnes, when it comes to this scarf. Which is why not. Let's just read the three things, and then we'll talk about them. Ve'enam mitama b'negayim, and it does not become tame through negayim. We know the three types of saras: saras on a body, saras on clothing, and saras on a house. So, saras on a house, the Gemara says, machlokas, whether that ever happened or not. Machlokas is a day in Sanhedrin that it could be Vaisa Menuga never happened, along with Ir Hanidachas, along with Ben Sora Mora. But there are opinions that it happened too. But that's Saras on a house. Saras on a Beged requires a certain type of material. We had it earlier in the Masechta, in the Tum and Tara Sugyas. What only applies to Semer Pishtin, what applies to other materials. So this item is not Metame Binigaim. Why? Because this is not called a Beged. It's not called a baguette, Rashi says. Rav Yolav Bikilayim, Shavu Avetavui. It's not woven in the same way as other begadim. And also, Vein Yosef Olav Shasarabim. You also cannot wear this out. This istama cannot be worn out to Rosh Hashanah, right? The previous Brisa said maybe it can only be worn out to a chatzar. But what about the first point? Why can't it be mitam, be asr mishum kilayim? What if it has shatnez in it? Why is it not asr? So machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, because it is not threaded. Just the raw material of the fabric, and it's just put together, but it's not woven into threads. Second to last Rashi, Shasuya Kimin Levad, Shakori and Potera, Ve'ena Tavuya. Tove is one of the Lamedas Malachas, spinning into threads. So it wasn't made into threads and then woven. It was just the raw material that was put together. So there's no Isser of Kilayim when it comes to that type of baguette. If you look at Tosfos assumes, does not like this, Tosfos says, V'riva omer, the bisham hachi ein lahatir, that wouldn't be enough to be matir, because the Mishnah Kilayim has examples that similar items are also too. As long as it gives you some type of, it's a garment, it clothes you. So says Tosfos, Ela mishum de istama davar kashehu, uba davar kasheh lo asur abana mishum kilayim. It's because it's hard, and you don't get hana'a from this material. It's more of a protection. It's a harder material, and therefore there is no Isser Mishum Kilayim. Tosfos is assuming, a given, that part of the Isser of Kilayim is not just wearing something, but getting benefit, getting hana'as levisha from what one is wearing. Tosfos doesn't quote it. I mean, it does quote it actually in the next line. As the Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Beitza, about the Namta Gada Darnash, Hai Namta. This certain type of material is mutter to wear. Why? The Gemara's Lashon is because it is kasha, it is hard, and therefore there is no Isser Mishum Kilayim. There is, though, a discussion in the Rishonim there, if you look, in Beitza on Daf Tesvav. What does it mean that a hard material is mutter? does that? If you look in Rashi there says that it's mutter to shari li yeshiva alehen. Because it's hard, you're allowed to sit on them. That's what Rashi says. That's Rashi l'shitaso in our sugya. Other Rishonim in that Gemara over there says it's hard, and therefore there's always sort of kilayim bichlal. Rashi is not going to say that even if it's hard, there's an isra of kilayim. It's only that you're allowed to sit on it. There are different levels of the isra of kilayim of shatness. Sitting on something and wearing something. What about carpets? Big discussion of the postgame. Is there an isra of kilayim by carpets? I sit down. So Pashas is, it doesn't go on top of me. I'm not wearing it. But according to Rashi, what do you mean? But if it's hard, you got both. You're not wearing it and it's hard. So therefore, even Rashi would say it's okay. There's a story that said over, I think about the Stipler or about the Chazon Ish. I think it was about the Stipler. That one time he was going to meet his wife for the first time, and he, you know, he wasn't going to be able to learn for a couple of days. So therefore, he stayed up all night learning the night before, and then he went on the train in order to take the train to wherever his future wife was. But when he got on the train, he looked at the seats, and it was a certain type of material. He wasn't sure whether he was going to sleep on the train for a couple hours, that he could be awake when he gets to the. I don't know if you call it a date, call it a so and. But he gets on the train and he sees that the material on the seats, he wasn't sure whether they were, you know, kilayim, shatnez, he wasn't sure. So he stood up the whole train ride. And he gets there, gets to the place, and his mom is exhausted, and he can't keep his eyes open. He says, his future wife says, I don't understand. You come to me, you're falling asleep. So I don't know if he explained it, or somebody else explained it, that he was going to sleep on the train. He stayed up the whole night, and he did it. Shatnez. Anyway, so she said, okay, but it all worked out in the end. But if it was the disciple, then it was the Chazonish's sister. So obviously the same family. Okay. Anyway, why did I think of the Stipler? Because I'm about to quote a Stipler. It's a Stipler about Kilayim, right? In Yonah Diyoma. The Stipler there in Maseches Beitza points out the Machlokas Rishonim there in Beitza. Rashi, when the Gemara says it's a hard material, he says, and therefore you'll have to sit on it. But other Rishonim, the Baal Hamor says no. Even if it's hard, there is no Isra of Kilayim at all. It's mutter even to wear, if it's a hard type of material. So, I don't know, let's say that we can think of any some type of a garment. You know, we can think of other materials that are synthetic, that are harder. Like a raincoat, you have this type of material, it's a harder type of raincoat. So, Stapler discusses here, how do you determine Hana'a? Even if something is very hard, you get Hana'a, you get protection. You get protection from the elements, from the rain. We had earlier, the Mishnah quoted in Kilayim, right? The Mochrik Sus, Mochrik Kedarkon, as long as they don't have Kavana, to get protection from the sun, from the rain. So you see, there's other types of Hana'a. There's Hana'a that I'm not going outside without clothes on. I'm wearing clothes. So that's also a type of Hana'a. So he says you have to figure out, according to each Rishon, what is the Hana'a that's required by Kilayim in order to be Yasser? Right? Is it more general types of Hana? Is it Hana's Levisha? According to Rashi, it's a little more expansive. Even if it's hard, if I wear it, that's called Hana's Levisha. And therefore, I can't have it. The Gemara's only heter is hard. That's why over here, Rashi has to say that the issue isn't that it's hard, like Tosfos says, but the issue is that it's not woven at all. There are no threads. And therefore, it's not a Begin. And Begin Kilayim, that's the only Isser. Baalei Tosfos maybe hold like the Baal Hamor over there in Beitza that says that no, once it's hard, it's not in the Parsha of Kilayim, period. And therefore, it could even be worn on one's body. Then he talks about just one other final point that he talks about here in this type, in the Kilos Yaakov, in Simin Yud Aleph, in Beitza, where he says, maybe you have to define what is a Maisa Levisha. Besides divining what type of Hana, there are a couple of points in Kilayim. Is it a material that gives you Hana? What is called Hana? And number three, a third question he says you have to deal with, is what's called wearing something? Maybe only when I wear something for me is it called wearing something. But what if it's really, we spoke about this by buses, but really I'm the holder of the item. The things that are protecting me, like the case we had before, the Mochrek Sus. We had the people who modeled clothing, who slept through the towns, and they had all these different clothings on them. So there, it's not that the clothing is serving the person serving the clothing. So there, maybe there's no Isser of Kilayim there. Maybe that's why it's mutter. To get the Hana'a issue, that's not called a Levisha. Levisha, by definition, mirrors. I wear something for me. But if I'm not wearing something for me, Lotovas Haguf, Aval mochrek sus kshemenichan abegan al gufo ain't a klalatovas haguf ela adaraba haguf soveloso ulatzorach abegan munach alav lefish al gufo hu makam hamatim lo lahaniach sechoraso. That's the third question. What I want to ask in Kalayim: why is someone is that called wearing something? Okay, let's continue. But either way, the Gemara says istama, the three halachos that don't apply to it. There's no kilayim, there's no negaim, and you can't walk out into Rosh Hashanah Rabin with it. Mishum Reb Shimon Amru, af ein ba mishum ataras kalos. This istama is also not a problem of bride's crowns. Ataras kalos. What's being referred to here? So Rashi quotes the Mishnah at the end of Masechah Sota, which quotes a number of the activities that were prohibited by the Rabbanon after Churban Abayis, Zecher L'Churban, and one of them was certain types of tiaras, certain types of crowns that the kalas wore at weddings, that became Nesar. A number of these halachas still apply. Yerushalayim, certain types of limitations of music if one gets married in the old city. Well, I guess some have the custom of even outside of the old city, different types. But again, at least close to Harabayas, you know, there are certain types of customs. Only a drum, not other types of instruments. But it all goes back to this Mishnah and Sota and a couple of other sources. Limits. But, says the Gemara, the istma is not a problem of ateres kalas. Why not? Rashi says they weren't gozer on it. Why not? So if you look on the Rambam says they were only gozer on gold and silver. Only gold and silver crowns, and not other types of materials. The Rambam, the end of Ilchas Ta'anios, quotes all of the gzeiras there. That's where the Rambam says you can't listen to music with Manaza. V'chein gozer shalol v'nagin b'klei shir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmiyei kol, v'asur l'smokwen, v'asur l'shaman v'bnei churban. And then at the end he says, v'chein gozer alataris kalos, im hayu shol kesef v'shel zahav, avo shel gedil mutur l'kala. Our Gemara, if it's only made of a material, it's not made of gold and silver, so then it is mutter. It's one of the halachos of zeichel l'churban. Again, a number of these, this is Tavkuf Samach in Shulchan Aruch, same in about zeichel l'churban. Some of these halachos are still practiced. Some of these halachos are not practiced. For some reason, the Minhag Olam is, right, we don't set a, so the Shulchan Aruch says, when you set your table, whenever you set your table for a Suda, set an extra seat and nobody sits in. Right, Zeicha L'Chorban. Leave a space open. Zeicha L'Chorban. That one is not so popular. Sha'oreach Shulchan, laso Suda L'Archem, machaser mimenu ma'at. Umeniach malkam panui, below ka'ar. I'm sorry, you don't put a plate down. Kshiso, right, all the different types. The one that this and Ataras Chasanim, Kalas. I once, one of my Rebbeim spoke about certain types of tiaras with all the golden stuff on top of it. So if it's not, right, is there an issue? That's by a Kala. Not by other women, just by a Kala. Specifically by a wedding, there are certain limitations. But some of these halachas we do. Putting ashes on the forehead of the Chasan, right, at the wedding. So most, many Masada Kedushin, we do that. Breaking the glass onto the chuppah, we do this. The Arzeich HaLechorbas, we do. Leaving a space in a house. That's a big discussion. What does one do? Does it have to be left undone? What if it's done already? What if you move into your house? The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, Umishayir makam ama al ama keneged pesach below sid. Leave a makam ama al ama, 1.5 and 2 feet, right? Keneged pesach. What does keneged pesach mean? Also a question. Does that mean on top of the door? Or does that mean you see it when you walk into the door? Right? Across from the front door. So a discussion in the poskim. What if you already made it, so you have to scrape out and then do it? Are you allowed to color it? Are you allowed to put a Zeicha L'Chorban picture there? What if I write Yerushalayim? What if I write a Meshkachich Yerushalayim Tishkachi Mini? Different Minhagim, many Poskim are making in all these areas. If I'm doing it L'Shem Zeicha Yerushalayim, so then that's what I'm doing. If I'm building and then I left it out, that seems to be L'Chachila. But once it's done, the Poskim don't seem to say that, oh, you have to now undo the tile that was put in there and then put something. Right, just it's a zecher lechadchila when one is building, but what the house is already built, so then there's no chiyuv to undo it, but just to have something zecher. V'ish bekomitz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes shows in shachor the kozel al zecher lechor, but all different minhagim that are mentioned. There is a very important comment that Rav Soloveitchik has in, I'll read it to you from his sefer Rishim Hashirim on Sukkah, and that is, there is a Gemara in Masechah Sukkah. We're familiar with the Mishnayos of Masechah Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Churban, he was very nervous that people were going to forget. you know, the Beis HaMikdash, so Zeicha L'Chorban, he instituted certain laws. We shake a lulav every day of Sukkos. Even though Bizman HaMikdash, we only shook it one day. L'kachtem L'chem Bayim HaRishon. But he instituted, everybody's going to forget lulav. So that's why you have to shake a lulav all 7 days. Right? All different types of takanas that the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai has. That's just one of them. So that's one Zeicha L'Chorban. But says Rav Soloveitchik, if you look in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Samech, and also the Mishnah Sota, what we were just talking about, you have all these other Zeicha L'Chorbans. About the Teres Chasan, the Teres Kalos, and the ashes on the Chasan. That's a very different type of Zeicha L'Chorban. Says Rav Soloveitchik, there are two different types of Zeicha L'Chorban learned out from two different Sukkim. In Sukkah, the Gemara quotes, how do you know you're supposed to make a Zeicha L'Chorban? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk based on Tzion. Right? Tzion, what's the exact Lashon? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes that right, there's no mavakshim for Tzion. Right, there's nobody's being mavakish Tzion. Dorsheha Einlof, the exact pasuk. That's one pasuk. The Gemara in Babasra quotes a very different pasuk. Two different psukim? Why two different psukim? Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's two different types of Zeicha L'Chorban. There's one type of Zeicha L'Chorban that is a sign of mourning. We're very sad that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And we do things to remind us that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, there's another Zeicha L'Chorban of remembering what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe even reenacting what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not sad. That's even joyful. That's amazing that we feel great about remembering what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a different type of Zeicha L'Chorban. And it's two different sukkim. The sad one is a Meshkechech Rishalai. Remember, that's Chorban. That's mourning. But Tzioni, right, she doesn't have no Darshim. So that's like, no, we want to be Dorish Tzion. Right, we want to positively be involved in remembering Tzion. Right, so that is the Rav Soloveitchik's point, and then he even adds a nafkamina lahalacha. Nafkamina lahalacha. The Baal HaMa'or says at the end of Maseches Psachim, he asks, why don't we make a Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? Right, first time we do Sfiras HaOmer, we should make a Shechianu. Says the Baal HaMa'or, because it's Zeicha L'Mikdash, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we're very sad about it, so we don't make a Shechianu. So the Baal HaMa'or says, we don't make a Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer. We make a Shechianu on Lulav, even though that's also Zeicha L'Mikdash. Doesn't argue on that. Says Rav Soloveitchik, because these are the two types of Zeicha L'Mikdashes. Zeicha L'Mikdash, Baba Basra Daf Samach type of Zeicha L'Mikdash, that's a Meshkechech Yerushalayim, that's Sfiras HaOmer according to the Baal HaMa'or, that doesn't get a Shechianu. But Zeicha L'Mikdash Meseches Sukkah, right? Daf Mem Aleph. That's how do you know you make a Zeicha L'Mikdash, right? Darshaning after Tzion. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. And you'd make a Shechianu on that type of Zeicha L'Mikdash. Okay, but this is an important ha'ara that he has. And he says maybe it's even alluded to in a pasuk in Megillas Eicha. We'll end with this. Says the Gemara. says the pasuk. Zichra Yerushalayim Yimei Anya Umarudeha. Kol machamadeh asher hayu labi mekedem. You may anya umurudeha, remember her lowliness, that's churban and avelis. Kol machamadeha, her treasures, that's the other type of Zeicha L'Mikdash. So even in the same pasuk, says Rav Soloveitchik, you have the allusion to both ideas. Okay, but anyway, this is one of them. Ataris Kalos, making a Zeicha L'Mikdash. There's no problem, though, with Istama. One is allowed to have that scarf. That's not a problem, Zeicha L'Mikdash. That is all, number one. That is all Rabbi Abo, who says that our Mishnah is about Kippah Shel Tzemer, and surely about Kavla Da'avda. And they're both usher to go out with on Shabbos. Number two, Ushmuel Amar, Kavla Da'avda Tzna. No, Shmuel says, our Mishnah is about Kavla Da'avda. It's about the signet, the stamp that an Eved used to wear. That's what's not allowed to be taken out on Shabbos, but maybe the kavul under a woman's head covering would be okay. Did Shmuel really say this, that an Eved would be able to go out with a chosam? Yamar Shmuel, Yotzei ha-Eved b'chosam shebet savaro, avalo b'chosam shebet ksuso. Shmuel says that an Eved could go out with a stamp on his neck. Again, a stamp. The stamps weren't like, well, we have stampers. The stamps of those days were made out of something that you stuck on, like made out of clay, or made out of other type of materials that you stuck onto your beged, or you stuck onto your skin. Right? Either way, so Shmuel says, the Eved could go out with the chosem on his neck, but not on the chosem on his clothing. But the kasha is from the first line of Shmuel. How could Shmuel explain our Mishnah about Kavla Da'avda that an Eved cannot go out with this signet of Avdus on Shabbos? Here he says he can. So lo kasha, hada avid le rabbe, hada avid iul nafshe. It depends if it's one that his master made for him or he made for himself. If his master made it for him, then he's not taking it off. He's very nervous of the master, and he's not taking it off. And he has ema, he has fear of the master, and we're not worried, he's going to carry it. But if it's his own, so then we're worried that he's going to take it off. But so the Gemara says, one second, so this statement of Shmuel, just up above, which allowed it, what did we just say that is? We allow it because his Rav made it. His master made it, so we're not worried. He's going to take it off. He's in awe of his master. So why the next line is it usher then? Bechosam shebeksuso amaylo. So why, if it's attached to his clothing, not just on his neck, why doesn't he not allow it? His master made it. So he should be scared of touching it. So Gemara says, you're right, but there's a gzera. Dilma mifsik, maybe it's going to rip off the clothing, and the Eved is going to be so scared of wearing his clothing without the signet on it, you know what he's just going to do? He's just going to take off his jacket. So it's not visible that he's wearing a jacket without this stamp. Umirsas, he's going to be scared. Umikvale, he's going to fold up his old coat. Umachis le akasve, and carry his jacket on his shoulder. Kidder of Yitzchak by Yosef. Tamar of Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar of Yochanan. Hayotze betalas mukubeles. Umunechas lo ksefa bishabes. Somebody walks, let's say we have our jacket. We carry our jacket on our finger, on our shoulder, in a place without an air, that's carrying on Shabbos. That's not wearing. Chayev chatos. So that's why that's the gzera. Not only, fine, the Rav made it, the master made it, so he's going to be very, he's not going to take it off, but what if it falls off the baguette? If it falls off the baguette, you're not going to want to be seen not wearing it, so you're just going to take off your jacket, and you're going to come to carry your jacket. That's the gzera in the second half of Shmuel. And similarly, like Shmuel told him, Kulu Rabbanan de Reish Galusa, all the rabbis that work for the Reish Galusa, Lo Lifku Besarva Lichasimi, are not allowed to go out with a signet on their sleeves because they're nervous, they're in awe, and if it falls off, they're going to carry it, or if it falls off, they're going to carry their clothing. Levar Minach, except for you, Rav Chinana, to Lo Kapti Alecha de Reish Galusa, because they're not so machmed about you. Right, you're more independent. They're not so makpid that you show authority to them. So therefore, you could do it. But others, right, Shmuel is more nervous about, and therefore, he would not allow it to go out with the chosam shebiksusa. Good. Stop there for a minute. Why would we just had that? That depends if the master put it on, made it for you, or the eved put it on himself. Why would an eved make one for himself? A master makes you, fine. No, here we're talking about an Evan makes his own signet. So why would an Evan make his own signet? So the two deis, one of the Rishonim, one of the Achronim. Very interesting. The Meiri says, because if the tax collector comes to you, if you're an Evan, you pay less taxes. Right? You don't have your own bank account. So that's why, if you know the guy's coming around town, so then you might put on your Evan stamp, so that he won't bother you. He says, Number one, the tzlach says maybe it's talking about an eved kenani, not just an eved ivri, but an eved kenani. An eved kenani has to keep mitzvos like an isha. If he walks around town without his kavla da'avda, people might see him not doing mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. And they'll be very upset at him. They'll be choshe him. What are you not doing? What are you not putting on tefillin for? What are you not doing that? Not doing that. But they won't know he's an Eved Kenani who's pater from mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. So to prevent the chshad, says the tzlach, that's why maybe he would make it, so that he doesn't get into issues of people thinking that he's not doing the mitzvahs. Good. We mentioned in the past, there's a day of Rabbeinu Tam in Maseches Gittin, where, as we know, both women and Avadim Kananiim do not have to do Zman Gramas, but for different reasons. And longness-wise, the Achronim say maybe there's a big difference between the two. Could a woman, according to Ashkenazic custom, based on Tosfos, can make a bracha on a Zman Grama? A woman can make a bracha when she shakes a lulav, when she hears shofar, etc. But can an Eved make a bracha on a Zman Grama? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Why would you say not? Because there could be a very big difference between the Ptur of Zman Grama for women and for Avadim. By women, we can look at it as a Ptur. You have all the mitzvahs, and she has a Ptur of Zman Grama. We knock out some of the mitzvahs. But she has full Kedushas Yisrael. Ramosha writes it in the Tshuva. Full Kedushas Yisrael. You don't need Ramosha, but that's what he said. That's why there's a Ptur of certain mitzvahs for various reasons. But in Eva Kenani, the reason he's not chayav in mitzvahs is for a different reason, because he doesn't have full kedushas Yisrael, and therefore he's more limited, and therefore maybe he can make a bracha. Maybe not. Again, machlokas we showing him about it, but that is a big difference between the Nevekanani's status of not having to do Zman Gramas versus a woman's status of not having to do Zman Gramas. Okay, Gufa says the Gemara Amar Shmuel Yotzei ha'eved b'chosam shebet. So Shmuel quoted up above. Yotzei ha'eved b'chosam shebet savaro, avolo b'chosam shebet ksuso. An eved could go out with the chosam on his neck, as we said, but not on his clothing. Tani nami hachi, we also learned it in a brisa. Yotzei ha'eved b'chosam shebet savaro, avolo b'chosam shebet ksuso. Veraminu, but we learned in a brisa otherwise. Lo yetzei ha'eved b'chosam shebet savaro, avolo b'chosam shebet ksuso. An eved cannot go out with a chosam on his neck. That's already the stira. But we're going to quote the rest of the Brisa as well now, but that's already the stira. The Brisa says that an eved cannot go out with a chosam on his neck either. Vizeh vizeh, ein makabel tumah. Either way, this chosam, this signet, is not makabel tumah. Why? Because what's makabel tumah? Only certain items. A person is makabel tumah. A food is makabel tumah. A kli is makabel tumah. A tachshit is makabel tumah. Right? An ornament, which is a type of kli. So, if it's not one of those four items, right, so then an animal can't be makabel tumah. An animal is tummy when it dies, certain animals. But an animal, when an animal's alive, it's not makabel tumah. Right, so those four things, Adam, Ochel, Kalim, Tachshit. Right, this is not one of the four, says Rashi. And therefore, it's not makabel tumah. Why isn't it one of the four? Because this is, Rashi's lashon is lignai ovid. It's not made for beauty, it's lignai, to show you that you're in a lowly status in society. So therefore, it's not going to be makabel tumah. Velo bezug shebet savaro. Also, the eved cannot go out with a bell around its neck. Velo bezug shebet savaro. Avol yotzei hu bezug shebet suso. But he could go out with a zug on the bottom of his clothing, which Bez Hashem will talk about. Vezevezev makabel tumah. Both of those, though, are makabel tumah. Because that's not lignai, that's an ornament, that's a tachshit. And therefore, it would be mekabel tumah. V'lo teitzei, that's all about avadim. V'lo teitzei behema. Lo b'chosam shebesavar, v'lo b'chosam shebeksuso. Same thing, behema cannot go out with either chosamos. V'lo b'zuk shebeksuso, v'lo b'zuk shebesavara. An animal cannot go out with anything. V'zev is a mekabel tumah. But by an animal, even the zug, even the bell, is not mekabel tumah. Again, we'll see why. Rashi says here, ein tachshit lebehema. But we don't view something as an ornament on an animal. Either an animal needs it, it's a baguette on the animal, or it's just something extra. So they're not makabel tumah. Either way, question mark. Because we have the first line is the stira. Right? Can an eved go out with the chosam on his neck or not? So the Gemara says, Lema hada'avid le'rabi hada'avid iul le'nafshe. Do you want to give the same answer we gave up above? Depends if the eved made it or the master made it. The Gemara says, lo, idi v'idi da'avid le'rabi. Maybe... because the Gemara is not machat, it doesn't sound like any distinctions. We'd rather say they're both made by the master. So what's the difference then? V'kan b'shel matachas, v'kan b'shel tit. It depends if it was made out of clay, out of tit, or it's made out of metal, which is a more significant material. U'kid de Rav Nachman am Rabba Baravua. Like the following. Dabar ha-makbid alav Rabbo, a material that the master would be makbid on, so that if it falls off, he'd want you to bring it back. Ein yotzenbo. So that you can't go out with. That's why the metal chosam, that an eved cannot go out with on Shabbos. Because if it falls off, he's going to want to bring it back. The material itself is worth something. Davar she'eina makbid alav yotzen bo. But if it's like clay, so if it falls apart, so you tell your master it fell apart. He doesn't care so much about the clay. So that's why it would be mutter to go out with it. And hachanami mistarvet, this also makes sense. Mi diktani zev ze'ein makabel tumah. It says in the Brisa that both of them are not makabel tumah, both chosams. So iyamet bishlama shalmateches. So I understand if it's made of metal, I understand what the chiddush of the Brisa is. Hani hu delo makabel tumah. These items, these signets are not makabel tumah because it's not a tachshit. It's just made for gnai. And that makes sense. And the diuk is ha-kelim to do. But if it's not these items, but it's other kelim, metal, makabli tumah. So the Braisa makes sense. These metal items are not makabel tumah. Mashma, other metal items would be makabel tumah. Ela'i amrit bishal titnan. But if you say it is talking about tit, it's talking about clay. Hani hu dolo makabli tuma. Hakelim ditu makabli tuma. What, only these items, these signets are not makabli tuma. But if you have kelim made out of these items, it would be? No, but Tanya, we learned to the Bricer, it's also a Mishnah, Mesekos Kelim, that this clay material, clay is unfinished cheres. Cheres, if you have pottery, that it went into, it was material, went into the kiln, and now it's a real kli. But before it goes into the kiln, it's falling apart. It's clay. So if you have a kli made out of that, it's not makabel tumah, even if it's a kli. So, v'hatanya, kli avanim, it's a kli made out of stone, kli al galalim, kli adama, ein makabel tumah, lo mi divrei tov, lo mi divrei sofrim. Right? So, how could you say the Brisa is talking about clay? So, ella, shma mina shama tacha shma mina. So that's how you know that the Brisa must be talking about made out of metal, and that's why it is usur to wear it out, because that is a material that is valuable, and the master will want it back. Period. Good. That's why also the Mishnah says in Maseches Parah, why the everything done with the Parah Aduma was done with stone kelim and other kelim, so it's not makabel tumah. That's why all the kelim that we use regarding the process of the Parah Aduma. The Chashuk Echemer I saw has one entry on Shabbos Daf Nun Ches. Shabbos Daf Nun Ches, which is here in Bamei Isha. Oh, he says, every item that a chayal carries out on Shabbos has to be accounted for. Right, chayal pikuach nefesh and sakar defashas. But if there's a soldier, if there's an Israeli soldier somewhere in a place without an Erev, so you have to make sure that everything that is on him is needed to be on him. Because if it's something extra, then it's not pikuach nefesh. So he says, here, talking about signets, what about dog tags? What about a metal, either bracelet or necklace, that gives identification of the soldier? So we're talking here about metal, like a metal chasima, very similar idea. So is that allowed? Is that allowed? Sheila hanoegu shachayal yotzei mimakom lemakom, kshal tzavaro disket, asher baru shumim pratim ishiyim, sheim tudat zehut sugdam, hayemutu lo latzei simam rishus l'rishus. Can you go out with it? So he quotes, Shabbos Daf Nun Ches, Bezug Shabbat Savara, right? You think this only has to do with the time when there are Avadim, right? Halacha L'maisa. So he says, it's a Davar Nachot, it's Bikuach Nefesh. Either for that soldier himself, or Rachmana Litzlan, you have that. So if you find it, you know there's something happened to the soldier to save him. So, Acham Echash Davar Nachot, Bikuach Nefesh, because you need to have it. So he says, Ulai Mutter. He doesn't want to paskin. He says, "Ulai mutar da'avi kmo kamiya mumche." It's like a tested kamiya. V'kol chayelam da'akam b'kach. V'ulai doma la kamiya mumche shemutar da'avi tachshit. Maybe it's like a tachshit because it's like an ornament of a soldier. So he says, just do the best you can. He doesn't answer it. He doesn't say, "Wonderful, fine, amazing," but he doesn't answer it. He says, "Meaning it's tzarech. It should be mutar." Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar Vilo Bizuk Shevet Savarov. Now we're talking about the second half of the Brisa. The second stage of the Brisa. The Brisa spoke about Avadim, first about Chosamos, and then about Zugos, then about Bells, about Avadim, and then it went to animals. So now we're in the second part of the Brisa. Right? There were four parts of the Brisa, the second part of the Brisa. Omar Mar Vilo Bizuk Shevet Savarov, and Ever cannot go out with a bell on his neck. But he can't go out with a zug on his clothing. So the Gemara says, Zug shebesavaro my lo. Why can't he go out with his bell around his neck? Dilma mifsik v'asi l'isuye. Because maybe it'll rip off, and you'll have to carry it. So you can't go out with it. So zug shebesuso nami. Le'echa shuma mifsik v'asi l'isuye. Right, so what's the difference? Whether the bell is hanging like a necklace, or it's hanging on your clothing. Right, if it falls off, it falls off. Should be worried. So, we're talking about by the clothing that it's sewed in. It's sewed in, so we're not worried that it's going to fall off. Like we had on yesterday's daf. Anything that is sewed in, that is woven in, lo gazru, there is no gzera. When you think of zugim shebiksuso, what came to my mind, when you think of bells on the bottom of clothing, so I think of the, what do you think of? The me'il. The me'il by the Kohen Gadol. right? Who had the psukim in Parshat Tetzaveh describe? You had these bells on the bottom of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Pa'amon zahav rimon, pa'amon zahav rimon. You have the pomegranates and the bells that they take every other, it is a pa'amon v'rimon. So just two thoughts related to, we're talking about bells on begadim. So many of the Bali Musar say, what's the message of these bells on the begadim of the Kohen Gadol? Right, it's not only on the begadim of the Avadim. So message number one is that every time he moves in line, when he's doing avoda, he's heard. Every time he moves, his bells move. And that's a message. Every move we make is recorded, is heard. This ayin roeh, ozin shomas, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. Every moment that he moves. And he wore that on Shabbos too. Right? That wasn't included in the gzeira of Hashmas Kol, which we'll talk about soon. Pashas what? It's a shvos ain't shvos b'mikdash, right? It's shvos b'mikdash. I'll give you what about bells? So sometimes people have bells on the top of a Torah. Right, sometimes at the top of the Keser Torah. So also it wasn't Nechlal in the Gzeirah. That's one idea. But I just saw last night an unbelievable Alshech. The Alshech says on that pasuk in Tetzaveh, if you go to Lashon, it does not just say that, you know, alternate, put a pomegranate, then put a bell, or put a pomegranate, put a bell. It says alternating, but then it says Upamonei Zahav Bitocham Saviv. The Pamonim are with inside the bitocham are inside the rimonim. Meaning, you don't look, like, what's inside what? What's surrounding what? So the language of the Torah is that the rimonim, the pomegranates, are surrounding the bells. What's the message? Says the Alshech. The bell, we know this is, the Gemara also talks about, that the connection of this beged has with Lashon Hara. It's Bechaper on Lashon Hara. Mechaper on Lashon Hara. So what's the message of the meal being Mechaper on Lashon Hara? So he says, the bell symbolizes an open mouth. Right? A bell with a little thing hanging inside. It's like a tongue inside a mouth. So that symbolizes talking. The rimonim have a lot of different seeds inside, but it's all closed. That symbolizes shtika. That symbolizes keeping our mouths closed. Every time we talk, the bell that's surrounded by two rimonim, we should be doubly quiet as much as we talk. Right? Lo matzasi guf tov yosem mishtika. First perek in Perkei Avos. Shtika is more. She'ein tov mishtika. V'hu ha'pamon hu kein zug ba'anval mekashkesh b'socho. Ketzuras ha'lashon. It's like the tongue. Ha'mekashkeshes toch ha'peh. V'zug ha'hu ha'mekashkesh hu ha'meshmi ha'kolo. And that's the remez. And he says, they're inside. V'cholu v'lamanu yisbarach. Shalo nachshov b'libeinu. Ki'ilu harimonim b'toch ha'pamonim. No. No, it's not that you have dibur surrounding quiet. You have the quiet surrounding dibur. Olamei bein shtei shtikos nedaber dibur echad. Kiti ashtika kiflaya mea dibur. Ki bein shtei dvarim sheishto gidbar dibur echad. Kipamonim betei harimonim. And then he says, it's not for naught that God gave us two eyes and two nostrils and two ears and one mouth. He says, only one mouth. Everything else has double. Everything else has two. Only one mouth. Imagine how much Lashon Hara we talk with two mouths. It's unbelievable, right? But, and he gave us protections. He gave us teeth. He gave us lips. He gave us so much protections. And still, only one. But that's double over the one. Unbelievable. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, towards the bottom. Amar Mar. Lo seitzei behema. Lo b'chotzim shebet savar, v'lo b'chotzim shebet... Now we're in the second part of the Braisa, talking about behemoths. Lo b'chotzim shebet savar, v'lo b'chotzim shebet ksusa, v'lo b'zug shebet savar, v'lo b'zug shebet ksusa. All of those items are usher on to go out with on Shabbos. V'zeh v'zeh ein makabel tuma, and they both are not makabel tuma. Says the Gemara, v'zug de behema ein makabel tuma. Why is that? The bell that the animal wears is not makabel tuma, but v'raminu, we learned, zug shel behema tumea. The zug of an animal is makabel tuma. The shel deles tahora. It's just the bell on a door is not makabel tuma. Rashi says because it's mechuber lekarka. If you have a door, a bell like a knocker, a clapper on a door, that's part of the door. The door is connected to the ground. It's not makabel tuma. Shel deles va'asaola behema. What if you then switched? Tamea. What if you took one off of a door and put it onto an animal? That's now it's makabel tuma because now it's not mechuber anymore. The opposite though is not enough. Shel behema v'asol ledeles. If you have a bell on an animal, which is makabel tuma, and then you put it on a door, and all you did is stick it on the door, you didn't change it at all. Apa pisha chibro ledeles. Even though you attached it v'kavao b'mas meirim, and you connected it with nails tame, it's makabel tuma. Shekal. Because what's the rule? Shekal akelim yordin l'day tumasan b'machshava. Every kli can become mikabel tuma with just thought. Once I think that this is gemar malacha, the processing of this kli is finished, it's makabel tuma. But once it's makabel tuma, I got to do an action to undo it. The ein olam li midei tumasan ela b'shini ma'isa. You have to do an action to get it not tumas. Therefore, once it was on the animal, even if you put it on the door, it's not good enough. You have to change it some way. But either way, question mark. This Brisa says that bells on animals are makabel tuma, unlike the Brisa earlier. Lo kasha hades le'invil hades le'invil. No, well, it depends if it has the thing hanging inside. If it's just an empty bell, or not an empty bell, is not makabel tuma, because what use does it have? Only a bell with an inside is makabel. Someone says manefshach. I don't understand. Is that really true? The thing hanging inside will determine whether it's a kli? E manahu, if it's a kli, avo be delesle invil. Even if it doesn't have the clapper inside. E lav manahu, invil mashvile mana. If it doesn't have it, what, the hanging item inside makes it into a kli? Answers the Gemara, in. Yes. Now it makes it into a bell. Kidra Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Am Reb Yonasan. Damar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Am Reb Yonasan. Minayin l'mashmiya kol b'kli matchashu tameh. How do I know that something that creates noise, a metal kli that creates noise, is makabel tuma? That makes it into a kli. How do I know that shenemar? It's based on a pasuk in the end of Bamidbar. Kol davar shayavo ba'esh taviru b'mayim. The context of the pasuk is totally unrelated to us. Pasuk is about kashering. Anything that is usually used in fire, you have to pass it through fire to kasher it. But the word davar is extra. It could have just said kol asher yavo ba'esh. The word davar is extra, so we darsh in that word. Afilu dibor yavo ba'esh. Even dibor, something that's mashmiya kol, something that makes sounds like talking, you have to put it through fire. That means it's a kli. It's a kli, and it can be makabel tuma. Right? Tosfos says in dibmaskel kol, even though the pashas of the pasuk is talking about kashering, but we could also say it means tuma tara. Because it means tuma tara. So that's how you know, yes, the item hanging inside can make it be makabel tuma and make it into a kli. Interesting, doorbells. We're talking about doorbells being makabel tuma. Doorbells on Shabbos. What about doorbells on Shabbos? So that we paskin, one should not use if there's a knocker. If there's a knocker that's made to be a knocker on a front door, one should not use that on Shabbos. That's included in the Issa D'Rabbanan of Hashmas Kol, part of the Gzeira of Shem Yisakin Kleshir. So one should not use a knocker. One can knock with their hand on a door. But a clapper, that is not allowed. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about, but what if there's something that's not meant to be used? Let's say, remember growing up, we had a mail slot in our doorway. And sometimes when people wanted to show they were here, they were like, open up the mail slot a couple of times, have it knock again so we know somebody's at the door. So Shulchan Aruch seems to say that's mutter. Because that's not making music, and it's not made to be a knocker. Right? So that's why it would be okay. Derech Agav, not related to us, but it's a great question. What happens if, nowadays, most of the time we have electric doorbells. So what if you have a doorbell, you press the doorbell, and as you're pressing the doorbell, you remember it's Shabbos. What do? You're pressing the doorbell, right? If you take your finger away, then you're breaking a circuit. Do you have to say that the rest of Shabbos? Right? So not for now. Okay? Anyway, so if it happens, we'll talk about it. Okay. Anyway, but Mayu Kimta, but the Leslie info. So the first Bryce on Amad Aleph, we said, is a case where you don't have the thing hanging. Ema Mitziyasa. But what about the next line? The case about Avadim. Talking about the Zugos in the next line. Either Leslie Inville, if the whole Bryce is a case where you don't have the hanging item inside, me Makabli Tuma. Are they makabel tuma or minu? We learned in the Tosefta in Kalim, ha'ose zagin l'machteshes. If you make a bell for a grinder, the Gemara Krisu says that when you grind the ketores, you should have some music playing. Right? Call is yafe. Ula Arisa, or if you have a bell for a crib, to help a baby fall asleep. Ula mitpachos svarim, ula mitpachos tinokos, so you know where the kids are. Yeshlem invil tameim, aimla invil tahorim. So you see, if it doesn't have the invil hanging inside, it's not makabel tuma. So nitlu invilehem, if it had it, then it just fell out. Adayin tamasim aleim, then it's still tame. But either way, the Brisa says it's gotta have the thing hanging inside. So how could the Brisa, number aleph, which we said is where it's not hanging inside, say it's makabel tuma? So where it says, no, Hani Mili, when do we say it needs the hanging thing inside? Betinok de la kala avidile. For a child, because you want to know where the child is. So that's why, without the inner clamper, it's worthless. Avagadol, takshit ule, avagadol esle invil. But a gadol, it's a takshit for them, even if it doesn't have an invil, it's still an ornament, and therefore it's a makabel tuma, even without being able to function. Without being able to function, it's still called an invil. Interesting, this might be related to a watch. You ought to wear a watch in a place without an Erev. So the general consensus is that if you'd wear the watch anyway, even if it was broken, let's say it's a golden watch, a gold watch. So a lot of times people would wear that anyway. So it's a covered Shabbos, even if it doesn't work. If the battery runs out, so then it's an ornament, then it's fine. But what if it's purely functional? So that's a more serious shaila. If I wouldn't wear this watch unless it's serving its function, so maybe then it's not an ornament. It's serving a function, and therefore I can't wear it without an Erev. That's more of an issue. Amar Marlo, just finishing up. Nitzlu in Valeyem Adayin Tumasan Aleyem. So the Brisa that we just quoted said that if the inner bell, the inner item fell out, it's still Tameh. Lamai Chazu. But what's it Roy for? What's it Roy for? So Amar Abaya, Hoel Shehahedyot Yachol Lahachziro. Because even though it fell out, if a Hedyot, if a non-artisan could put it back in, it's as if it's together. If it's together, so that's why it's still makabel tuma. Is that really true? Let's just do Rava's question. Masiv Rava hazug va'in v'chibur. The Mishnah in Para says that a bell is only called mechubar l'tuma when it's really attached. When it's really attached. Not if it could be put attached. V'chitem achi gamrin, if you want to say what that Mishnah really means is, avagav delo mechubar, kemanda mechubar dami, even though it's not attached, it's as if it's attached. It's not true, v'atani, we learned in the Brisa, and we had this Brisa already. Back in the fourth parak, Mispara shall prakam yizel moshal rehiti. If you have, remember the two blades of a scissors or some type of cutting instrument, chibur l'tuma, vein chibur l'azah. It's considered attached when if one becomes tame, the other part becomes tame, but to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma, it's got to be done separately. V'yamrin and manafshach. And we said, what's the difference? I chibur hu, if it's considered connected, afilu l'azah. It should be even for azah. V'ilo chibur hu, afilu l'tuma namilo. And what did we answer? V'yamar rabba dvar tor. Rabba said then, at the time that you're using it, it's called together. For everything. When you're not using it anymore, it's not called connected. And we were gozer. We're gozer l'chumra in either direction. But either way, what do you see from the whole discussion? Just because you could put something back together doesn't mean it is together. So, back to our original question. Why should a bell, which is missing its middle hanging clapper, still be makabel tuma just because an umma could put it back in? We see from these sources that until it's put back in, it's not called mechubar l'tuma. So that's why Rava is going to have to give a different answer for this question. Ela amar Rava, ha'ovroi la'kisho agabe cheretz. No, because even if it's empty, you could still use it to make sounds. You could bang the whole thing on a piece of a shard, and you can still make the sounds of a bell. So that's why it's still useful, and therefore it could still be makabel tuma. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue. Hashem, I'm going to try to give tomorrow's daf sometime today. Hashem, as I mentioned, the next 60 blot were not given 7.5 years ago. So Hashem, I'll do my best.